right. So we started yesterday. We ran down, I think, the six issues that come out of the sugya on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. But we started to discuss the issue of a non-Jew. If a non-Jew delivers a get, husband to wife, that's certainly bad. The Gemara says that that's bad. The Gemara says that's no good because he's a lav bar krisos, right? So Tosfos already raised the question, what do you mean he's a lav bar krisos? That's true, but there's another reason why he can't bring the get. He's also not a ben bris, and a ben bris is not allowed to bring a get. So as we pointed out yesterday, as far as a kasha goes, you know, in terms of a kasha on the Gemara, that's not the kind of kasha you lose sleep over typically, because it's not even saying that what the Gemara said was wrong. What the Gemara said is good and right and true. He's not a bar krisos, and therefore he can't be a shliach to bring the get. It's just I have another suggestion of why he can't bring the get, that he's not a ben bris. How did Tosfos answer? We prefer the reason of lav bar krisos because that includes an eved also. It's whereas lav ben bris doesn't include an eved. Good, that's how Tosfos was mitaretz. But then we started to get into the discussion, so we know that a guy is not allowed to bring a get all the way. Can a guy do part of it, though? Can you have a guy bring the get to another Jew in another town and have that Jew deliver the get to your wife? So we said that this doesn't sound like, the Gemara doesn't discuss it, doesn't sound like it's so nogea, but this is the most nogea l'maisa shayla you could have in Hilchos Gittin, pretty much, because very often by the time the husband and wife are getting divorced, they're not living in the same town, and the easiest way to see to it that the get gets delivered is by the husband putting it in the mail, sending it to the Beis Din where the wife lives. The Beis Din will then receive the get. They'll be the shliach for the wife to deliver the get, and the non-Jewish mailman was just a delivery man along the way. So is that okay? Does that work? That's what we started to discuss yesterday. So what did we see yesterday? Were we looking at the Rush or the Ran yesterday? I don't even remember what we saw. We looked at the Ran? Okay. Take a look at the Rush. He has a clear presentation also of this issue, and he says three basic shitos. The Rush in Simon Chavvav. Simon Chav Zayin. The Rush in Simon Chav Zayin. Three basic shitos that he presents. Kasab Alachus Gedolos. Again, he quotes the same Bahag that the Ran quotes, except instead of quoting Rav Chananya Gon, he has it from Rav Chanina Igon. Mustama Tzegirsa issue, it's the same guy. That they asked one of the Gaonim, if Bekala Rabbas, we know a guy can't be a Shliach Lekabala of the woman, a Shliach Laholacha of the man. We know that can't happen. What about the guy? What about the husband wrapping up the get in a kli, meaning putting the get in an envelope? There's Simon Chav Zayin at the very end of the second parak. Simon Chav Zayin in the Rush. What about the guy putting the husband putting the get in an envelope? Umeim Malovin Chavim Amtuye Haymana LiYisrael Ploni VeLeisrael LeInsi. And telling the guy, go bring this to my friend in a different town, my Jewish friend, and he'll give it to my wife. V'amar lehu, Sarav Chanan Yigon said, lo, v'nasan b'yada o b'yad shlucha Yisrael. Avol v'kuchavim, lo. When you give your get, you have three options of where that get is allowed to go. It can go to your wife, it can go to your shliach laholacha, or it can go to her shliach lekabalah. It can't go to anybody else. If it's going to somebody else other than your shliach, her shliach, or directly to her, then something is wrong with your get. Dechi nafa get miyada debal, be'ina diyimta liyada diitza, o liyada de shliach Yisrael dekai b'makom baal, o liyada de shliach de shavisei itza gufa dekai b'makom itza. Those are your three options. So, good. So, shita number one, Rav Chananya Gon or Rav Chanina Gon, however you want to say it, very clear, mailman, bad. It will passel the entire get. It's no good. It's not going to work. Shita number two, V'rabbanan dahashta ka'amri, the contemporary rabbis in the times of the Gonim say, Avul gavdais yovin chavim l'gita, yahavi l'Yisrael, v'ahu Yisrael, yahavi l'itza, beidim misira, l'chadchil olo menasvinan la, mishom dovin chavim lav b'nei krisahu. But the Siva lo mafkinan la, says, look, we don't recommend doing this. And if it was done, we would say, give a get again, do it again the right way. Don't let her get remarried. But if she received such a get that was sent in the mail to the Beis Din, and the Beis Din gave it to her, and she already got remarried, we'll let her stay. We let her stay married. Meaning, the get really does work on a Daraisa level, and we're going to let her, if she already got remarried, we're going to let her stay married to the man that she got married to. Why? Mishum de Rabbi Shimon. Because this relates back to Rabbi Shimon. Hu, Rabbi Shimon, what? In the first perek, we had a machlokas tanaim and Dav Yudam et Beis. What about a get or a shtar that's written by Arkol Shalov de Chavim? It's written in a secular court. Are they trusted? Do we give any validity to their documents? So the Tanakhama says, generally yes, but not by a get. And Rabbi Shimon says, even by a get, it's okay. And Gemara says, because Rabbi Shimon really holds like Rabbi Lazar that Edim Masira Karti, that when it comes to the get, we're not so interested in who signed on it. You don't really need Edim signed on it. We're more interested in the Edim that see it being given. So this assumes like Rabbi Shimon. That Kulan Ksheim, Ram Rabbi Zer, Yard Rabbi Shimon, Shtas Rabbi Lazar, Dam Edim Masira Karti, the Kaiman Alak Rabbi Lazar. Ad Kandavrayim. That's what the Gaonim say. So in the Gaonim, we have two opinions. We have Rabbi Chaninoy Gaon, or Chananya Gaon, who says, absolutely not, it's possible, it's the worst. Then we have the contemporary Gaonim, the Rabbanu Dahashta, who say that that it's okay, b'di'eved, but really we don't like doing this, sending it with a guy. They connect it somehow to Rabbi Shimon and Edim Masira Karti. Now, the Ran is a little more elaborate than the Rush over here. The Ran, after quoting that, says, I have no idea what in the world the connection is to Rabbi Shimon and Edim Masira Karti, what one has to do with the other. Meaning, he's bringing some sort of raya that it's going to be okay based on Rabbi Shimon and based on Edim Masira Karti. But says the Ran, if you saw in Daf Yiralva and Beis B'dap Erif, the Ran, after quoting this, says, where it says Lashon, yeah, the lo yadati my shaiti to Rabbi Lazar Hacha. No idea what Rabbi Lazar has anything to do with this. At least we know what the Rabbanu Dahashta hold, but we have no idea why they hold that way. It's somehow our version of what the Gaonim say isn't so clear. But then says the Rush, a third shita. He says, I don't see what the big hesitance is over here. V'divrei teimahein, devada yimasa abal sovid cham shliach, v'amr lo sheyimna hu es ha-Yisrael b'mekomo. Let's say the husband made the agoya shliach. And he's to bring the get, and he said, if you want, you could send a Jew to do it. Is that okay? Can you make a goy a shliach? Certainly not. A goy is not lav bar shlichus, right? That vada is no good. Have a apostle, dein shlichus lovid chavim. The guy may no bar krisus. He's also not a bar krisus, so he can't be the one to deliver your get. That I get, says the Rosh. Aval hacha, but over here, what's the guy's role? He's not your shliach to bring the get. Kivan delo aso avid chavim ella maisa kof bi alma. The guy's entire job is what we call a maisa kof bialma. Familiar with the terminology maisa kof? What does maisa kof mean? A monkey could do it. An animal can do it. It's not something that you need any bardas or anything. It's just it's a practical necessity. That in order for the Beis Din, if the guy's wife lives in Kansas, so in order for the Beis Din in Kansas to be able to deliver the get to his wife, the get's got to get to Kansas. So how can I get it to go? Well, I could take a giant slingshot and shoot it all the way to Kansas and see if it gets there, and I may get lucky. I could attach it to a bird and send the bird with a GPS tracking device and send the bird to Kansas. Or I could give it to a mailman. My best chance is probably with the mailman. But the act of transporting the get from here to Kansas is not a halachic act. It's not something that requires any halachic. It's not something that has any halachic significance. It's a maisa kof bialma. It's just moving from one place to the other place. There's no issue with that. Umina abal b'kasva say Yisrael shabal somakum shliach. Who's the real shliach of the baal in this case? When I send the get in the mail to the Beis Din in Kansas, who's the shliach? The Beis Din in Kansas is the shliach. They're the shliach to give the get. Elamai, there's a problem. The beaming things over technology is not yet there, so I can't transport the get from here to there without actually having someone bring it. So I gotta bring it. So the cure of makom of having it brought there is being done by the guy. Loma yivsel a get. Why would we passel such a get? One second, and then says the Rush, probably the most powerful statement. V'chein noagin ba'ashkenaz u'betzarfas al pi divrei Rabbeinu Tam l'shloach get v'kidushin al yidei ovid kochavim u'memana v'kasu Yisrael shabal samakam shliach. He says, not just that I think this in principle is what we should do, this has been the minag in Germany, in France, this is the psak of Rabbeinu Tam, and they do this for gittin, they do this for kidushin, you send it in the mail and it's perfectly fine. And in case you're not convinced by that, Dagos Hashri on the side says, ukvar hoya maisa bikalunya, beget echad shenichta v'nechta malpi abal v'abal mina be'edim shliach as harabenu baruch bar shmuel sheyikabel aget miyad ovid kochavim asher hiskel le'avil magensa, that the husband appointed a certain rabbi to receive the get from the guy who was going to bring it to him sheyikabel miyad ovid kochavim nenu le'ishto be'edim esira v'kasav rabenu avya v'aviv rabenu yoel, the ravya and rabenu yoel said tahai get kosher v'hagunhu. Perfectly fine. Nothing wrong with such a get. Maisakov Bialma. So a couple of things that we're going to need to clarify over here. First of all, why would the Gonim argue? It seems like a pretty compelling argument. All the guy is doing is he's bringing it closer. He's allowing the get to be in a location. But he's not serving as a shaliach in any real way. What are we worried about exactly? He's not saying b'fani nechta, b'fani nechta. He's not doing any halachic chalos. He's not giving the get to the wife. He's not serving as anybody's shaliach. I just need a way, a hechi timtza, to get the get there. Why did the Gaonim argue? And also, what in the world does Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon have to do with the sheet of the Gaonim? That's a second issue. And then we'll have to see how we pass in halacha. What do we hold about sending a get? Yeah?
Let's say the woman moved to a place where there's no mail. There's no mail coming. Manazet, would you be able to scan the get and like email to her and she'll print it out?
Yeah, so that's a problem because in order for a get, you need ksiva with klaf and dio. So you need proper ksiva. That's not called proper ksiva if the item is just printing out on a computer.
They actually wrote it up originally.
Yeah, but she's the one that's writing it when she prints it. And if she doesn't print it, then it's never written. It's just on a computer screen. So that would not work. If we were somehow able to beam it over where it disappears from here and it goes there, then that would be exactly like this, the guy bringing it. Right? Just being carried to a different place. So that's the shita of the Gaonim. Now, And the Rush. So three basic shitas. Rabbi Chaninoi or Chananya Gaon, who doesn't like the whole thing. You have the Gaonim Dahashta or whatever, Rabbanan Dahashta, who say that that Bidiyeved we could rely on it. And then you have the Rush himself. Now, in order to understand, what does this have to do, that middle shita, the Rabban and Dahashta, what do they have to do with Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Lazar, with the Archaos, and with Edim Asirakarti? So I saw, we pointed out the Ran has that problem. So the Achronim, on the side of the Rambam, start to discuss this. The Rambam in Hilchos Gittin, this is a Rambam we're going to have to come back to because this is a critical Rambam for a few reasons. Hilchos Gerushin. The Rambam writes, Hakol k'sherin l'shlich zaget bein l'shliach kabbalah bein l'shliach halacha v'ava chutz min ha'chamisha hanachri ha'ever ha'cheresh ha'shota v'ha'katan v'imkibel ohev yachamen get v'eino get v'imkibel ohev yachamen get eino get. If one of them does this, it's eino get. Interesting. Why is that interesting, Rambam? What did he say? Anyone could bring a get except for five people. What did our Mishnah say? Anyone could bring a get except for five people. So what do you expect the five people to be? What did the Mishnah say? Cheir, Shatah, Katan. What else did the Mishnah say? Ovid, Kochavim. What was the last one? What? Suma. Blind man, right? What does the Rambam say? I got five, says the Rambam. Goy. Eved. Mishnah didn't say Eved, Rambam doesn't say Suma. Interesting that he presents it that way. But anyway, that's not the main point I wanted to make. The Lecha Mishnah on the spot quotes this discussion of the Gaonim where they bring a raya from Rabbi Shimon somehow, that because Edim is Sirakarti, that's why it's kosher b'di'eved, if you have the guy just delivering it. So Lech Mishnah tries to explain what he's talking about. V'nirali lefarish loshana alachos kach. He says, I think he can explain like this. D'beperek ha-mevi kama amru b'mishnah. Kol ha-shtarus ha-olim bar-akos shel goyim. Any shtar that's made by a non-Jewish court. Afal pishachosmeim goyim, even though the signatures on the star are goyim, ksherim, such stars are kosher, chutz migitei nashim shechurei avadim, except for gitei nashim shechurei avadim. Rabbi Shimon Omer, af elu ksherim. That even gitei nashim shechurei avadim from a non-Jewish court are good. Lo huskru ella bizman shenasu behedya. The only time it's a problem is if it was made not in a court, it was made by regular people. V'hikshu b'gemara, so the Gemara over there asks, v'olav b'nei bris ninu, how could they write the get, how could they sign the get, they're not b'nei bris. V'tir tzu, and the Gemara answers, Amar Rabbi Zeira, Yarad Rabbi Shimon, l'shitas l'shrab lazar, demrei de mesira karti. We don't care who wrote the get, because writing's not really all that important. The signing of the get's not really all that important, because ei de mesira karti. V'ashta maisi. So now, what does that have to do with our case of sending the guy? Ki heichi dahasam, just like over there. Afal pisha shtarusim ksuvim barakol shal goyim. Even though the shtarus were written by goyim, kivan she nasnu be'ede Yisrael kosher. Since it was given in front of kosher Jewish witnesses, de'ede mesira karti hachanami kivan da Yisrael hu hamoser v'nosnu be'ede mesira Yisrael. Our point is that as long as, what is the critical juncture, the critical point where things need to be in place for the get to work? The nesinas haget. That is clearly the most important point in time in the process of the get. The nesinas haget from the husband or his shliach to the woman or her shliach. That maisa has to be done properly. Just like a get that was written by our coast, which you can't get much worse than that. It was Goyim who wrote it. But as long as that Nesina Saget was with Eide Mesira, Kosher Eide Mesira, that's good enough. So to over here, yeah, there was a guy involved in transporting it from one place to another. But it was in front of Kosher Eide Mesira, that's good enough. Even though there were guy in Be'emtza, Enu Klum, Kivin She'ikar Adavar, Nasa B'Yisrael. Because the primary act, the primary giving of the get, that was done B'Yisrael, and therefore it's perfectly fine. That is the Lecha Mishnah's understanding of this comparison. So is it exactly like, does it really relate to Eide Mesira Karti? Not so much other than just the fact that Eide Mesira Karti highlights the importance of the Mesira itself. That if the Mesira itself is done Behechsher, so that means that the Shliach that's delivering it is Behechsher, and the person being Mekabel is Behechsher, and there are proper Eidim there. That's all you need. You don't have to worry about where the get has been beforehand. Now, halach l'maisa, so how would we pass this? So there's a tshuva in the Oneg Yontif, second Oneg Yontif in the week, right? So the tshuva in the Oneg Yontif, Nevin Ezer Sim Kuf Mem Dalid, where he was asked about sending a get in the mail. So he quotes all the shitos, the three shitos that you'd expect, the Gaonim, the other Gaonim, and the Rush. And he says, you should know the Mechaber is Machria like the Rush, which would mean that you can send a get in the mail. Again, definitely can't send to the woman in the mail, directly to the woman in the mail. That definitely won't work, because the guy can't deliver it to the woman. But you can send to a local Beis Din or a local Jew, who will then give it to the woman as your shliach, right? That you can do. But then he says the following chesh. Miu, b'chiyai gavna, shenasana abal l'shlucho shebekayim, v'ashliach shalach al yidei kruti. He says, what if the husband didn't give it, didn't just drop it in the mailbox. The husband gave it to a shaliach to drop in the mailbox. So the address written on the envelope is Beis Din of Kansas, right? That's where the woman lives. So Beis Din of Kansas, I don't know why I chose Kansas. Beis Din of Kansas. So there are Jews in Kansas. So the Beis Din of Kansas. The husband himself didn't drop it in the mailbox. He gave it to a shaliach to drop in the mailbox. How would that help? There's still a goy ba'emtza, right? Says the Oneg Yontif, Gam l'bahagzal, even according to the Gaonim, vaday de kosher. It's definitely kosher. Taki nafik haget miyad abal, nafik miyadol liyad shliach Yisrael. Sort of a little bit of a takeoff on the Lecha Mishnah. What did Lecha Mishnah? How did Lecha Mishnah explain this shita that it's kosher? Because there's one critical moment in the giving of the get. You know when that critical moment is? When the woman receives it. Says the Oneg Yontif. Or there are two critical moments. What are the two critical moments? When the woman receives it, yeah, that's one critical moment, but also when the husband gives it. And as long as those two critical moments are done behechsher, in the middle, you can have a guy be'emtza, as long as he's be'emtza, he's not be'chila, he's not be'sof, he's only be'emtza, in a moment that's clearly not critical at all, then that would be fine. Daki nafik aget miyad abal nafik miyadu liyad shliach Yisrael. V'chein kazim Mordechai bogos ashri, ach shakazim divrei rachgon, shaposel l'shloach aget al yidei kuti, shim serenu l'shliach, kazim va'omer ani shabamakum shabbezim shalem yirtu laso shliach shalahem al aget, shabal liyadam al yidei shliach, shahed b'fneim farinach farinachlem yucholim bezim l'shalchem al yidei nachri ki agavnu liyad shliach kasher. V'hu yitnanu la. And even according to the Rambam, who says that we're okay, let's leave out the Rambam. The Rambam is the whole thing about Shliach Leideksav. Good. So the point I want to draw from the Yom Yantiv is, so it comes down to Halach Lemaisa. So we think we have Machlokas, the Gaonim and the Rosh, and you need to pass on like the Rosh in order for it to be Mutter. Now the Yantiv is Mechadesh that even if you don't pass on like the Rosh, it could be Mutter as long as you're smart enough to include another middleman. Is there any reason to argue on that? That if you give it to a Yisrael, liad shlucha Yisrael, that it's no different than you yourself giving it to the guy? When you give it to the shliach Yisrael, what's he doing for you? He's your shliach to give it to the guy, right? So when is that critical moment when it leaves your hand? Right? If there is that critical moment, it's when it leaves the shliach's hand. You just transfer it over to the shliach. Not so pashut that this is... that's correct. Okay, that's issue number one I wanted to discuss. That's sending it in the mail. There's a lot of tshuvas in the Achronim about it. I don't want to get too caught up in it. Next issue. We discussed a guy. A guy is not a Ben Krisus. We discussed a Summa who has... What's the whole problem with the Summa delivering yet? Practical issue. You can't see that's the husband, that's the wife, and you got to be able to see. And we said, no, that's not really the issue. Reverse said, no, it's a different practical issue. He's got to say, B'fanei Nechtam, B'fanei Nechtam. How could he say, B'fanei Nechtam, B'fanei Nechtam? He can't see anything. You need to be able to say, B'fanei Nechtam, B'fanei Nechtam. What about someone who's just a bad guy? Someone who's a ganav, a murderer. I don't know, someone who's pasula edus. Not just, we already discussed a little bit about pasula edus, right? I think. We said that a woman is allowed to bring a get, right? So pasula edus is allowed to bring a get. Tosus raised the kasha. Tosus says, I don't understand. Why is it that when someone is able to see, when he receives the get from his husband, from the husband, and then he becomes blind before he delivers it to the wife, that's fine, because he's able to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. That our Gemara says is fine. But the Gemara in Bava Basra says that if a man is able to see Reuven steal money from Shimon, and then he goes blind, he's not allowed to testify that Reuven stole money from Shimon, even though he saw it with his own eyes before he went blind. In our Gemara, we say it's okay. He's allowed to deliver the get. When he received the get from the husband, he's able to see. He's delivering the get at a time that he's blind. We said it's fine. Yet the Gemara Mabas says you can't be an aide. You're not allowed to be an aide. If you were able to see the event, but you're blind at the time that God says, you're not allowed to be an aide. Right? That was Tosus Kasha. Astira! So what did Tosus answer? I don't remember if we did this Tosus night yesterday. In the bottom of Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. So Tosus answer is a big difference. To deliver a get, you don't need to be Kasha Le'edus. What's the Raya that you don't need to be Kasha Le'edus to deliver a get? A woman could deliver a get. I mean, Isha could deliver a get. Isha's not kashaledus. A karov could deliver a get. Karov is not kashaledus. You don't need to be kashaledus. A guy can't. Why can a guy not? He's lav bar krisus. Tosos pointed out he's also not a ben bris. And then anyone else who can't, it's just a practical issue. Chayrish ha tevkatan, they don't have the das to serve as your shliach. The Summa can't say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. But if you get around the practical issues, a p'sul edus can do it. There's no problem with the p'sul edus delivering yet. But when we discussed p'sul edus, we were talking about people who are p'sul on a technicality. I mean, there are two types of p'sul edus. There are p'sul edus that we don't trust, and p'sul edus that, whatever reason, the Torah says that they're p'sul. A woman... Is it that we can't trust a woman, or is it that she's puzzled on a technicality? Curious what your thoughts are. Yeah. Technicality. Of course we trust women. We trust women with everything. We trust them with our kashrus and with, you know, everything, with running the household. We trust women with everything. It's just technicality. She can't be an A. But some people are... Karo may not be a chashash mashaker. Pilu Aaron and Moshe. They're not going to lie. It's just a technical pasul. But what about a ganav? What about someone? Why is a ganav pasul leidos? Who says he's going to lie about religious matters just because he stole some money? Because anybody who can be bought, anyone who shows such a taiva for money, can always be bought. So you can be bribed to testify one way or the other. You can't trust anything he says. So he's pasul is not on a technicality for a very simple, basic, fundamental reason. We cannot believe a word that comes out of this man's mouth. Right? So what about that kind of pasul lahavias get? Someone who brings get does not have to be an aid. An isha can do it. But what about a psul eidos? Not because of technicality. A psul eidos because they're liars. Can they bring a get? So the Gemara doesn't discuss it. The Rishonim discuss it. Doesn't seem to come up in the Gemara. So what do the Rishonim say? So look back at the Rashi again. The Ran also has a longer presentation of this. The Rashi has a more concise presentation of this. The Rashi in Simul Chavvav, the previous paragraph in the Rashi, says the Rashi, first of all, it depends. Are you pasul la'edos midaraisa or midarabana? Let's say you're a gambler. So you didn't steal midaraisa. It's only stealing midarabana, right? We were just talking about this. You just stole midarabana. Why is it called stealing? At all, the other person willfully entered into the agreement that if the team that I picked to win the tournament wins, that I get the money and he doesn't. Yeah, there's this underlying assumption that when he put his money into the thing, if you would have told him, look, you're going to lose, you have no chance, he wouldn't have put the money into the thing. Haraya, people don't just drop $20 bills down the sewer, right? They put it into pools that they think they're going to win, or lottery tickets or whatever, that they think they have a chance to win. They wouldn't put it in if they didn't think they have a chance to win. Okay, but it's not stealing in the conventional sense, it's midrabanan. So says the Rash, gazel midivrei misharkol psul midivrei sofim ksheru navias haget vavilu b'chutz la'aretz. If it's rabanan, you could for sure bring a get. Why? What's the raya? Who says? Why should he be able to bring a get? I don't trust him, midrabanan. So he says, because there's another. And the Ran develops this even more. There is another case where we have to believe somebody, but we don't require them to be kasher edim, and that is edus isha. What's edus isha? A woman's husband went MIA. We have no idea where he is. So someone comes and is made that your husband is dead. So it's a mission in Thomas, right? In order to be made that her husband is dead. It's actually the next mission in Gittin also. In order to be made that her husband is dead, you don't need two aid. One aid is good enough. Afilu isha! Even a woman could come and be made that the woman's husband is dead. Why? Okay, good question. The Gemara discusses because we assume that Daiko Mitzvah, the woman would never get remarried before she does some of her independent research also, and she's going to be pretty darn sure that her husband's dead before she ever gets remarried. But Eidus isha, there's a case. We can't believe just anybody, because if somebody's a liar and they lie about everything, then we don't want to trust them for Eidus Isha, probably. But we do accept Psul Eidus, like a woman or a Karo. There's certain Krovim we don't allow for Eidus Isha. There are five women who we assume that the relationship is such that it's probably a rocky relationship and they may be out to get each other. Her mother-in-law can't be made. Mothers-in-law, it's a complicated relationship. Her tsara, her co-wife, very complicated relationship. Can't even imagine what kind of complications that kind of relationship brings with it. Okay, but a karov, yes. Ni'isha, yes. So says the Rush, we have a perfect paradigm. Look at whatever the halacha is by Edus Isha, because there's a case where probably you need to be able to trust the person, but you don't need them to be kosher leidos, and use that for a shliach la'avah saget would have the same qualifications. So he says, by edus isha, a psul midrabanan is kosher for edus isha. So a psul midrabanan should be kosher la'avah saget also. What's the implication? That a psul daraisa is pasul leidos isha, right? A gan of a murderer or whatever is pasul leidos isha. Does the Gemara say that anywhere? So it happens to be the Gemara never says that anywhere. The Rush just sort of assumes it. The Ran proves it. The Ran and Daf Yeravam Beis B'Dav Erev says, I got two Gemaras that could prove that psul d'oraisas pasalei d'zisha. One is a Gemara in Yevamos, where the Gemara says someone brings get me medina seyam, and he says farinechtam. I'll actually leave that part out. The Gemara says a guy comes and he says, your husband is dead. Oh yeah, how do you know? Because I killed him. So he's dead. So do we believe that person? Someone says, yeah, we believe him. Ask the Gemara, what do you mean? He's a murderer. How could you believe a murderer? It's like catch 22. He's only a murderer if you believe him, right? So Gemara says, no, Palgina Dibura. We believe him that the husband is dead, we don't believe him that he's the murderer. Why not? A person is not believed to make themselves a Rasha. The implication is if we knew that he was a murderer, would we believe him? No way. Can't believe a murderer. So you see, Psulda Raisa, you're not going to believe him. There's also Gemara Rashana. Gazlan de Devraim Kasha Le Desisha. A Gazlan Midrabanan is Kasha Le Desisha. What does that tell you? That who's Pasale Desisha? Gazlan de Raisa. So the Ran proves this. Eidus Ish is a perfect model to use to figure out Shliach Lavas Haget. Good? Here's where it gets tricky. Let's say you have someone who's a Psul Daraisa. So he's not allowed to be Shliach Lavas Haget. Let's say he did. He brought the get. And the woman got remarried. Is it possible that it's mamish, you know, kids are going to be mamzerim and she has to get divorced or whatever? Or do we just say, you know, it wasn't good? She's ready to be married, you're not going to make her get divorced. So the Rush says, that depends. He says, if we're dealing with a psul d'oraisa, and the guy brings the get, the psul d'oraisa brings the get from chutz la'aretz, and he needs to say, b'fanei nechtam, in order to be mekayim the get, I can't trust you. He's a psul d'oraisa. His b'fani nechtam means nothing to us. But, says the Rush, what if the guy was a gazlan midoraisa? He receives the get from the husband. He brings it to Eretz Yisrael. On his way to Eretz Yisrael, he's so inspired by everything he sees that he does tshuva. And by the time he brings it to the Beis Din in Eretz Yisrael, he's a tzaddik. On the way, he grew payus and whatever, he's a tzaddik. Can he now say b'fani nechtam? Meaning, if the whole problem with the Gazlan Midoraisa is that we can't trust him, we can't trust the words that he says, b'fani nechtam, that's the whole issue. So take a case where he won't where we can trust him. Or take a case where he won't have to say, b'fani nechtam. Where won't he have to say, b'fani nechtam? So he's maybe get Eretz Yisrael, or if the get's already Makuya. If you already have two Eidim that are made on the Chesimos in the get, so the get's ready to Makuyim. He doesn't have to say b'fani nechtam. Now can we trust him? He's not saying anything. He doesn't have a speaking part. So says the Rush, yeah. Why not? All he's doing is just bringing the get now. He's a bar das. He's a bar krisus. So to do the act of delivering the get, we see that part. There's no trust involved in doing the act of delivering the get. As long as he's a bar das, as long as he's a bar krisus, that should work, right? The only issue would be if he had to say something and we had to believe him, we can't believe him. But he doesn't have to say anything. The get's ready mekuyam. So it should be fine. That's how the Rush says. But, says the Rush, the Rambam seems to say otherwise. The Rambam writes that even if it's an eskayim aget b'chosma, even if the get's already independently mekuyam, can't do it. Look, the Rambam says get pasul. If the get was ready mekuyam and this guy tries to deliver the get is pasul. Says the Ran, you know what the word pasul means in Maimonidean language? When the Rambam says pasul, he doesn't mean that it's a zero, that it's absolutely worthless. It means that you can't let her get remarried based on this get. When the Rambam says eino get, that means it's a zero. That means it's mamish nothing. So the Rambam says, you have a guy who's pasul midoraisa bring the get. If he needs to say b'fani nechtam, ain't no get. It's a zero. But if he doesn't need to say b'fani nechtam, why doesn't he need to say it? Because it's already mekuyam. Pasul. So the Ravid, the Rush, the Ran, they all jump all over this Rambam. Why puzzle? Why are you so down on that get? What's the problem? What did he do wrong? He's a bar krisos, he's a bar das, he brought the get, he didn't say anything, so we don't, we have nothing that we have to believe him about. What would be the problem? It's a stark akasha on the Rambam. What's he talking about? So what's the first step in order to answer such a Rambam? First thing we need to do is not to trust the Rush and the Ram to tell us what the Ram says, but see what the Rambam says, right? That's the first step. So what does the Rambam say? Says the Rambam, Parag Vav Hilkskerish and Alacha Zayin, Aval Anashim Akrovim Ksher, Nashim Krovim, they could all bring again. We said before, Vafilu Apsulin Midivrei Sofrim Ba'Aveira Ksher L'Shuch Saget, even someone who's only Pasul Midrabban could bring again. Aval Apsulin Ba'Aveira Midivrei Torah, someone who's Pasul Midaraisa, Psulin Lava Saget, Vimiviu Areze Pasul. They can't bring the get, and if they do, it is Pasul. Again, what does pasul mean in the Lashon of the Rambam? Sort of pasul. Bamed varmamurim bishaniskayim get b'chosmav. That's only if the get was already mekuyam. Avlim lo nismuch bo el al divrei pasul ba'averim in haTorah? Eino get. But if our entire reliance is on this man who's pasul midaraisa to say b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam, well then, eino get. It's worse than pasul. Okay, so it turns out that the Rosh and the Ran quoted it correctly, right? The Ram seems to say it, seems to say exactly what they say, he says. That if you have a psul d'oraisa, and he does not need to say b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam, still the get is pasul. It's not eino get, but it's pasul. What's the problem? The Ravid already says, Omer Avram, v'im niskayim ege b'chosmum v'lo hutzrach lom b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam, lama im eviyu pasul! What's the problem? Now, Magen Mishnah tries to suggest that the Ram doesn't really argue. Magen Mishnah writes, "Vani Omer Sha'af Das Rabbeinu Kachu Shem Niskayim Bechosma Val Pi Acherim Shu Kasher." That the Rambam really holds kasher if you have an independent kiyum aget. What's the problem with saying that? He used the word pasul. The word pasul is not generally translated as kasher. Okay. Just because this guy also happens to be bringing it, it's not going to passel it. V'lo amar Rabbeinu ela im ein lanu beget edus acherim ela mipi passel ba'aveira min haTorah she'eino get al piv. What the Magen Mishnah seems to be saying is, the Ram says, it's passel b'sheneskayim haget b'chosmav. Doesn't really mean it's kosher. It means, it's hard to phrase this, it means that a puzzle statement is not going to ruin the get. Meaning, when the guy says, b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam, but we didn't need him to say b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam, that's not going to ruin it. It's not going to destroy the get. Because we didn't need him, we already had it mekuyam. So really it's kosher, really the Rambam means it's kosher. The problem with this is that, it's such a stretch in the Lashon of the Rambam. It's so difficult. In the Lashon of the Rambam. Because Mishnah questions this also. Okay, so we have a difficulty with this Rambam. But before we finish here, before we stop on this topic of Psulei Aveira, so what do we say? We said that anyone who's Pasul Ba'Aveira, let's assume the Rush for a second. Anyone who's Pasul Ba'Aveira, and we don't need him to say B'fani Nechtam, B'fani Nechtam, he doesn't have a speaking part, it's fine. Let him bring the get. The guy could be a murderer, a gan of M'daraisa, it's fine, let him bring the get. Is there any Avera where we would say he can't bring the get? That he can't even go so far as to bring the get? Who can't bring the get? Our Mishnah lists five people. Chereshot v'katan, which means someone who lacks das. Is there any Avera that a person does where you say, that's not a bar das? There's no avera like that. Every avera, you know, the mechalti al mekayim nichnas bo ruach shtus. But there's no avera that a person does where you say he's not a bardas. Asuma. Why? Because he can't say b'farni nechtam, b'farni nechtam. Over here, we're talking about a case where the guy doesn't have to say b'farni nechtam, b'farni nechtam. No problem. What's the third category? A guy. Why? Because he's not a ben krisus, he's not a ben bris. Gemara said he's not a ben krisus, Tos said also because he's not a ben bris. Is there any avera that a person could do where we're going to say, you are a guy? Do we ever treat somebody like a guy, a Jew like a guy? What? Okay. Is an aura like a guy? Maybe not. What? Ovid of Zara? Michal Shabbos Farhesia? Lahachis? Mumar? Ooh, but here's the thing. So he's like a guy. Can you bring in? Is he? Are his children Jewish? Children are Jewish. Well, are her children Jewish? Her children are Jewish, right? So he's not totally like a guy, but he's somewhat like a guy. So can you bring the get? What part of being a guy makes it a problem to bring get? So what did the Gemara say? Lav b'nei krisus. Can a guy who's over the avodah zarah get divorced? Yes, he can get divorced. But what did Tosa suggest? Give a better reason. Not lav b'nei krisus, lav b'nei bris. He broke the covenant with God. These people are lav b'nei bris. So says the Karban Asanel on the bottom of the Rush, in El Salamid, Mumar lavod is kochav molchal Shabbos lahachis lav b'nei brisu v'areu kovin kochav molchal devara. That little tiny tosos that we weren't really concerned about because this kasha didn't really bother us so much now became really important. Tosos started by saying, why does the Gemara say lav b'nei krisus when it's possibly in Goy? It should have said lav b'nei bris. And we said, who cares? This reason, that reason, they're both good reasons a guy can't bring a get. Well, now I have a pretty big nafkamina. Whether it's because lav b'nei krisus or lav b'nei bris. What's my nafkamina? Mumar chal Shabbos. Mumar lavod zara. That Tosfos now just became really important. Right, if we had more time, maybe tomorrow we'll start with, there's a Tosfos Rabbi Kiva Eger on the side of the Mishnayos, Os Yud Ches, over here in Gittin. Raises this issue, disagrees with the Karban Asanel. So, as Hashem, tomorrow we'll try to take a look at that.